We spoke to the CEO and founder of the Israel-Palestine Center for Research and Information, Gershon Baskin, who explained that Defense Minister Ehud Barak's comments are small but significant steps towards peace.
It seems that someone is finally waking up to reality in Jerusalem. And my sense is that this is definitely a result of direct American pressure on Mr. Barak, who has suddenly seen the light and understood that we really can't. There is no status quo in the Middle East. You can't stand in place. There's no such thing. If you're not moving forward, you're moving backwards. And Mr. Barak is finally beginning to understand that Israel cannot afford to jeopardize its relationship with the United States. But Mr. Barak is important in the Israeli government, but he's not the prime minister. And the person who needs to be convinced to move forward is the prime minister, is Mr. Netanyahu. So Barak is important. He's the head of the Labor Party, but everyone recognizes that the Labor Party is a non-existent entity almost in Israel, and therefore it's not taking politically. But Mr. Barak is the defense minister, and he's viewed by the Israeli public as the most responsible and best person to be in that job. But as I said, he has to now convince Netanyahu that they need to make some quick decisions in terms of the existing cabinet, to make some shifts in the government, to try and bring in the centrist Kadima party in order to be able to move forward with the Palestinians.